Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome, Chi-Town Empire Show, Angel! That's my angel. Happy Thursday! Happy Thursday, guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Thursday. I know kids ain't out of school. I know kids probably on spring break still. Kids probably back on spring break, but yeah. Happy Thursday, also people probably going to school. I want to say happy Thursday to you guys. Also, I know people going to going to work. I know people getting off ready to go, get off work. I know people probably off today. But happy Thursday. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Enjoy you guys' birthday. But today, of course, we're going to talk about Bad Boy 4. We saw the trailer. Also, we're going to talk about NBA today. So, let's talk about the movie Bad Boy 4, Ride or Die. You know, this come out June 7th. Everybody say Bad Boy, all the Bad Boys. The trailer was fire. So, there's a lot of stuff going on. And I like it. So, it's fire. I can't wait. I know I'm going to theater for this. Bad Boys, man, want the theaters. I watch all Bad Boys. I always wanted, when it first came out, I was not even thinking about it. I was not born. I watched the old ones and all that. But yeah, Bad Boys, I mess with Bad Boys. I'm excited about this. Man, it's a good movie. Bad Boy 2, yeah, I was born. I'm like 3 years old. I was 3 years old, Bad Boy 3. Bad Boy 2 came out. But Bad Boy 1, I was not born. Thought about that at all. Bad Boy 2, I was born. I was 3 years old. So, this one, Bad Boy 4, you know, this back go down. This one is now, we focus on they working with the chief. And we gonna see what's gonna happen with the chief and stuff like that. So, it's going down. This one, I'm gonna like it. I really, really do. I'm gonna enjoy it because, you know, this Bad Boy. This one is Bad Boy Ride or Die. So they ran for they, you know, their chief, the boss. So they try to make sure telling them the boss is innocent and stuff like that. We don't know. We don't know if he's innocent or not. But we about to see. So June 7th, 2024, that one will come out. Everybody saying, you know why Fast Fury don't come out just like Bad Boy, you know? Cause I want to see, you know, Bad Boy 10, I don't know, Fast Furious 10, you know, Fast Furious 10, and it left her with a cliffhanger. So they need to hurry up and make a Fast Furious 11, cause that was a cliffhanger. So we want to know if Don die? Did his son die? I want to know. Also, I want to see if his brother die. I want to know, like the details, so like that. So also they bring back Fast Furious 11, man. Cause Bad Boy 4, I already like that. Well, about fast, but I know it take time. It'll take time, right? Write it, also produce it. It's like that. So also Fast and Furious come out. I need Fast Furious 11. I already got 10. I want to know if Don and his son okay. So I want to know. Let me know. But no Bad Boy. Ride or Die. I like all of them. You know, I watched the one that I was like I said first time I had. April 7th, 1995. Then, Sam came out July 18th, 2003. I was born already. I was 3 years old. And then the third one was January 17th, 2020. So, I want to see this one. So I know Bad Boy Ride or Die. This might be good because you know Will Smith and Martin Lawrence will put on the show. Also had a comedy in it, so it's gonna be good. I can't wait. So shout out to them. I just went to the NBA yesterday. NBA game was good. Got chippy and stuff like that. Very, very chippy games in the NBA. yesterday game. We had the Knicks versus the Wizards. It went OT. Of course, the Knicks won. Snapped the Wizards losing winning streak. So the Knicks, of course, had 122. Wizards 119. They had the Cavs versus the Hornets. Shockingly, the Hornets won 118 to Cavs 111. They had the Wizards Warriors and Orlando game. Trippy game, very trippy game. But hey, the Warriors had 101 to Orlando 93. Then you had the Knicks versus the Raptors. Of course, the Knicks won 145 to Raptors 101. You had the Clippers versus the 76ers. It was a close game. This game was chippy. This game was chippy. Man, that game was chippy. But the Clippers, of course, won. Good game. Close game. It was a close game, but the Clippers, of course, won 108 to 76, 107. So, close game. Good game. Trailblazers versus the Trailblazers versus the Hawks. So, the Hawks, of course, won 120 to Trailblazers 106. Then you have the Indiana Pacers versus the Bulls. Bulls just woke up. But the Bulls, of course, won 125 to Indiana 99. You had the Detroit Pistons versus the Timberwolves. Of course, Timberwolves won 106 to Detroit 91. They had the Rockets versus the OKC. This game was good. This game was good. It came down to the wire. They went to OT. Like I said, game was chippy yesterday. Game was very, 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 very chippy. But, of course, the Rockets won 132 to OKC 126. They had the Lakers versus the Grizzlies. I think this game was chippy. I'm not sure. But, of course, Lakers won 136 to 124. Lakers on the road, on the road and key one and stuff like that. But the Spurs versus the Jazz, like, it was a good game, good matchup and stuff like that. But the Spurs, of course, 118 to Jazz 111. They had the Suns versus the Nuggets. Nuggets, of course, lost 97 to Suns 104. Like, it was a good game. But tonight's only like two games. Only two games tonight. We got the Suns versus the Hawks 6:30 p.m. They got the Bulls versus the Pel at 7 p.m. So these games gonna be good. These games will be intense. I'm very, very excited about it. So these games, like, coming out to the wire, like, every game matter. Like, at this point, you're trying to make it to the playoffs. You're trying to get in the playoff spot, or you're trying to get, like, home court, like, home on the road playoff spot, cool, or in a play-in tournament. You gotta make a push, like, now. It's like your season's on the line. But in the East, of course, the Celtics number one. So I feel like clutch the first seed, so it's a void. First seed. The second seed is up. Bucks, New York, Cavs, Orlando, Indiana, Heat, 76ers, the Bulls, Hawks, Nets, Raptors, Hornets, Wizards, Detroit. So this game is good. Like the West, I mean the East, it's getting tight. Getting a tight niche. Very, very close. I don't know who want to win, because it can go either both ways. But like in the play-in tournament, these will be playing the play-in tournament. Bulls versus the Hawks, they will face the Bulls versus the 76ers or the Heat. So whoever loses that game versus the Heat and the 76ers, they will face the Bulls or the Hawks on that game. Then Bulls or the Hawks, hey, if you lose, you go home, your season over with. Then you got another chance face the 76ers or the Heat. And if the Bulls win, and who they play against, say they win, they see you safe, and the other two, he's over. So, excuse me. We'll face number one seed, that would be the Celtics. The Bucks will face the Heat or the 76ers in that game, and then the final seed will face the Bulls versus the Hawks. The winner for the Bulls and the Hawks game will face the loser of Heat or 76ers game. So it's tough next. It's like it's so close. You never know. Teams already going on the winning streak, trying to clutch a play-in. The last option to clutch a play-in spot, but it can be tough. It can be very, very tough, and I'm excited about it. But in the West, it's tough. It's like very, very tough. The Nuggets. My apology. We back. But like I was saying, the West is challenging. It is very, very challenging to see the Nuggets, the Timberwolves, and OKC. Those games are going to be tough. It's going to be very, very tough to watch and see. It's going to be a tough, tough niche. It's going to be a tough, tough niche to see which team will get the first seed. You know, the first seed, it do matter. Like, you really want that first seed. It's like that to have home court advantage every time you move on. You get the first two games at home, and then game seven at home. I'm gonna say same. The series go to game seven. But like I said, it's a tough next for the West. Like, the West is cooking, like very, very cooking. You never know who gonna make a push. You know, Lakers are on a 5-game winning streak right now. They on a winning streak. They on a pace to catch up with the Kings, catch up with the Suns, catch up with Dallas, can catch up with the Pel, as well as they keep on pushing. Also, they can catch up with the Clippers. They can keep winning, and get these, you know, to win these games. So like that, it can be challenging, it can be hard. But if the playoffs start right now, who be in a play-in tournament with the Suns versus the King and the Lakers versus the Warriors? Whoever lose versus the Suns versus the King gotta face the winner from the Lakers or the Warrior game. That's gonna be a good game. That's gonna be a good game to watch and see. But if it's like any team can, you know, catch up with each other. Also, you know, don't forget the Rockets. Don't forget the Rockets. Rockets is close against the Warriors. Rockets are on the winning streak right now. They is cooking right now. And they can make play-in tournament spot. That's their way option. They can catch up the Warriors and Lakers. Keep on winning. So like that, at the door right now, at this pace, the Rockets shot the world. You know, shot the world, and Houston be in the playoff. Like they in football, when Houston, Texas made it to the playoff, the Houston Rockets can do the same thing. And you know, like I say, they back and stuff like that. So it can be a close game. But the Warriors and the Lakers, Rockets can catch up against these two teams. They just need the Warriors and the Lakers to lose a game. Also, the King or the Suns lose a game. Because it comes down to the wire. It's very, very close net. And I'm really enjoying the season, period. Enjoying it so much. Sorry about my background. But I'm really, really enjoying it. Like, enjoying watching this basketball, because it's like coming out to the wire. Like, each team can flip the table. Some team, like I said, between the OKC, Timberwolves, the Nuggets, it can go either both ways. Anyone can catch up against the Nuggets. And then you got, you know, Giannis winning streak and stuff like that to clutch that, find the first seed, and nobody can take that from them. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be very, very tough. And I'm enjoying every step in the way. Like I said, OKC is surprising everyone in the playoff picture, regardless. They shocking the world. But I'm proud of OKC. They back where they at. So enjoy. It is good to see and watch. But it's come down to who wanted more to have that first seed, to have that first seed, you know? Like, every round you move on, you got the first seed, but in the final game for West versus the East, come back to the finals, the better record, will have the first seed. So the Celtics will have the first seed, the first two games, the game seven, first game seven, the Celtics will have the first seed. It can be tough. It can be very, very tough. Very, very challenging. This season is very, very interesting. I really do, really, really do enjoy this season. And I'm loving it. I'm like really, 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 really loving this season. And I'm really, really enjoying this season. Period, point blank. But before we go, I wonder how you guys think about the movie coming out, Bad Boy, for Ride or Die. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited about it. You know, it come out in summertime. June 7th, 2024. Bad Boy 4, Ride or Die. A lot of people are going to see that in theaters because everybody, you know, some people love Bad Boy. Like I said, I do really, really do enjoy watching Bad Boys. Like I said, I was not even thought about when the first came out. I was 3 years old when the second one came out. And I was old enough when the third one came out. Now I'm old enough to watch the fourth one come out. So, yeah, Bad Boy 4 is coming out. The trailer is fire. I like this one. I like the trailer. This one is top notch. I like this one. It's fire. It's very, very fire. Before we go, let's take a deep breath in. Let out. Take a deep breath in. Let out. God for yourself first. If you don't, you know, got no kids, you single, salute to you guys. God first, kid for yourself first. Shout out to the same parents out there. Throw y'all big one. Salute to you guys. Throw y'all big one. God first, yourself. It's never in a relationship with no kids. Salute to you guys. God first, kid for yourself first. It's never significant. Salute to you guys. Throw y'all big one. Taking care of your responsibility. Now, also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Of course, follow us on Wisdom. Also, make sure you guys tell a friend about Shaitan Empire. Tell their people. Tell everybody that you know about Shaitan Empire. Also, make sure you guys check out Season 1, Season 2, Season 3. We still have Season 4. Check them out. Good episodes you can listen to. Very, very good. And you really, really want to enjoy these episodes. It's fire. It's very, very fire. You can relate to them. Also, you can do a lot of stuff with them. But you really, really enjoy it. Also, it's on every platform to type in. Also, you can Google it and it'll pop up and enjoy. I always say this. Shout out to everyone overseas. Love. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love. Love you guys so, so much. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to everyone. Birthday today. Enjoy you guys' birthday. Also, we'll be back here tomorrow. Same time. So, I always say this. Shout out to everyone overseas. Love. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love. Love you guys so, so much. I always say this. If nobody loves you, we love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of you guys. Thursday. Peace and love.
You guys on the Shytown Empire show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Shytown Empire show. We love you guys. We gone.